This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, Labor Day 2024 on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP for the world's best customer service. It's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. It is Labor Day 2024. We are live and we have 3 hours of trivia. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And the new moon occurred about an hour ago, so hopefully you wrote your law of abundance check if you were going to. In the Western astrological system, it is 11 degrees in Virgo, so there you have that. Always new beginnings, so hopefully it'll be a good month for you. Now, with that in mind, we have bumper stumpers and a theme for them. We'll see how you do with that. And we have a new question. That's right, brand new because last week we retired our straggler. So, you'll probably get this fairly quickly. We'll see. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What criminal activity? 888-876-5593. Now, if that's too obtuse, and of course you can't guess on any of the bumpers yet because I haven't played any, let alone the theme, you're not even going to get the records. I would say all of them are, by the way, hit groups. Of course, not necessarily the songs I'm going to play, but there's something else they all have in common, and the groups, that is. What is that? All right, so with that in mind, you don't know that. You don't know anything that I'm going to ask, that's fine because you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. There is an area in which you excel beyond any reasonable expectation. Whatever that is, you ask for a question, we give you one. And we're going to do that right now. We're going to welcome Ed from LaGrange Park to the show on WGN Radio. How you doing, Ed?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm doing good. How about you?
All right. I'm so glad you called. So, are you ready for your, it says that you want a Twilight Zone television show trivia question.
Yes,
All right. In 100 Yards Over the Rim, what did Cliff Robertson take back to his people from the diner? It was health-related.
Oh, that was aspirin.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right. It was aspirin. You are a winner. Very good.
Hey, great.
All right. Now, of course, the prize isn't worth anything, but eventually you get a certificate, which is fun, and something else you don't want. But hold on, and we'll confirm your address. Don't go away. All right. So it takes
for... Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I hope you'll call again soon. So hang on. Yeah, and of course, it takes forever to get anything, but the word is we are going to be doing a mailing in the reasonable future. So I don't know what that means, but we are. All right. In other words, John has been writing the address labels out. And there are many. All right. John in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right. So we're going to do charts tonight, huh?
1969 or something.
Okay. What week, what month, what week? You tell me all and I'll
give you. Current.
Okay, so that would be like September 4th, 1969, Labor Day week?
That would be good.
Okay, number one, 1969 on the Billboard Hot 100 National Survey. Number one, Honky Tonk Women.
Rolling Stones.
All right. Number two, A Boy Named Sue. Oh, you can
Boy
answer
named
this.
Sue.
Yeah, Shel Silverstein wrote it.
Hmm. I'll have to take a pass on that one.
Okay, that was Johnny Cash. Number three, okay. Sugar Sugar.
Archie's.
Yep. Number four, Green River.
CCR.
Yeah. Number five, Get Together. It was on Archie's.
Youngbloods?
Yes, very good. Number six, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Was a
Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
It was a female, and she was on Imperial. And she also wrote songs for other artists.
On that one.
Okay, that would be Jackie DeShannon. That's all right. You're still in the game. Number seven is Lay Lady Lay. Was on Columbia.
I can't get that one either.
That's Bob Dylan. All right. Well, you got to get the next three in order to win. Let's see how you do. Number eight, Easy to Be Hard. You can do this.
Yeah, I can do that one.
It was on Dunhill.
I'm not having a very good night tonight.
Oh, easy man.
Easy to be hard.
You can do it.
I know. Easy to be hard. I'll have to take a pass.
Oh,
it's not
man.
A good night.
Well, that's all right. That'd been three dog night. Well, let's see if you got 9 and 10 just for the heck of it. Number 9 was Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, no.
That's all right.
The guy from New York. He's from New York.
He is from New York, Brooklyn, I do believe.
Yeah. I'll have to take a pass. That was the last one.
No, that'd be Neil Diamond. And the last one, number 10, was I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Another male singer. He was on Parrot.
This is not a good night. Thank you anyway.
Call me next week. I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe it was the year. Maybe that was the only problem. 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. So we say goodbye to John. We say hello to Brian and Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Hi, Raleigh. I hope you're doing well. And may I try some chart toppers, please?
Absolutely. So we're doing 1970, huh? A year later.
Yes, Labor Day week.
Okay, Labor Day week 1970. I remember it well. All right, so let's see what that would be. And here we are right now, Labor Day week. Number one, War.
Edwin Starr.
Yeah. Number two, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. You can do this.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Diana Ross.
Oh, and that was the one with the Temptations?
No, that was just her. Wasn't even the Supremes. It was Diana Ross.
Okay.
Number three, Make It With You.
Red.
Yeah. Number four, In the Summertime.
Mongo Jerry.
Yes. Number five, They Long to Be Close to You.
Oh, no, the Carpenters.
Yes, absolutely. Number six, 25 or 6 to 4.
Chicago.
Yeah. Number seven, Patches. I'm depending on
you. Oh, Clarence Carter.
Yes, absolutely. Number eight, If You Let Me Make Love to You, Then Why Can't I Touch You?
I don't know.
Oh, you must. Ronnie Dyson. I'm very surprised. Okay. Number nine.
That was a big name, huh?
Yeah. Number nine.
He was?
Yes, I thought so. One of my favorites. Number nine. Spill the Wine.
Well, Eric Burdon and more.
Well, yes. And number 10, Looking Out My Back Door.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
90%. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So good deal. All right. So indeed, that's the deal. Yeah, Ronnie Dyson. He was wonderful. And I was talking about him last night. Yeah. I always think about him and, there's three artists I think about at the same time. I think about Ronnie Dyson and Eddie Holman and, oh, God, now who's the third guy who lives in a, that's terrible, absolutely terrible, but Donnie Elbert, there you go. Yeah, not sure why. But anyway, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we're going to get Beatles with Barry in New Hampshire, of course, Lisa in Dundee, some movie lyrics, movie quotes, I should say. They're not lyrics, they're not singing them. Well, they could be if they were musicals, but in this case, they're not. And Ruth and Gurney's going to want something or other, we'll find out. And there's room for you. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, your first bumper stumper is coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Welcome to the Ruby. Teeter-totter-la.
You love us like a teeter-totter-la.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper, well-known group. Obviously not for that song, but who are they? And I won't even ask you what they have in common with everything else we're playing because you haven't heard it yet. But you'll do very well telling me who that is. 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. On this Memorial Day 2024, we are live. If you're listening on Friday night, it's a replay. Sit back and enjoy it. But if it is Memorial night, call us. 888-876-5593. Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah. I'm starting to read your book that you released. Thank you.
Good. I'll be interested to know what you think when you're done.
Okay.
All right. So this is one of my favorite Beatles trivia questions because I laugh every time I think about this. It was a television news blooper, and it occurred in 1964 on the BBC. When the announcer, who was Roy Williams, not that that matters, was talking about a minor surgery Ringo Starr had just performed, and he accidentally said that Ringo had his blank removed. Ringo had his what removed?
Huh. Well, I know he had his tonsils removed. But,
yes, that's exactly what Roy Williams should have been reporting, but that's not what he said.
Right. Gallbladder?
No, he just misread it and said, just straight-faced, typical news pronouncer diction and all that, that Ringo Starr, I laugh when I see it every time, had his tongue. You know, this is so funny. This is what, 60 years ago now, and I'm still laughing. He claimed he had his toenails removed.
I never heard that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a clip of it somewhere because I have seen it in the past, but I haven't seen it online. But yeah, straight faced and everything. Ringo Starr had his toenails removed today. So anyway, that's it. And I can't believe I stumped you. All right. Thanks for calling. Yep. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. And of course, what made it so funny was the guy was so, you know, without even breaking a smile, so sincere about it. All right. Lisa and Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Here you are laboring on Labor Day.
Absolutely. That's what it's for. It's a holiday. I'm here. Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I heard some bad news today, though. James Darren passed away today.
Really?
Yeah. 88 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say. And, you know, this is terrible to admit, but I figured he was already gone. That's terrible. It is terrible. But yeah, he was a Philadelphian. Of course, he was in Gidget and things like that. But I was, you know, because it's that long ago. I mean, Gidget, well, later, of course, T.J. Hooker and stuff. But I just, and of course, all those little records.
Yes.
Goodbye, Cruel World. That's
and,
right. Yes. Off to join the circus.
Great one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, 88, it was a long and good life, obviously.
Yes, for sure.
So I guess, what was it, heart-related?
I think it was. I'm trying to think because I just read an article a bit ago, but he was not strong enough to have some kind of a procedure,
right.
And he died in his sleep.
Yeah,
his son is Jim Murray, the journalist on Inside Edition.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and they were never really very close or anything, but they mentioned him in the article, and that he's the one that said his dad wasn't strong enough for this procedure, whatever it was, I can't remember.
Yeah, they had divorced, I think, shortly after that kid was born, so I'm not 100% sure that he would have been raised by him.
Yeah, no, I don't think they were.
So...
Or he was, because they seem estranged.
Well, then he married Miss Denmark.
Oh.
I am not making that up. I don't know if he still was or what happened.
That must be Evie. They said something about his wife, Evie.
Yeah, Norland.
E-V-Y.
Yeah,
that's probably...
Norland. Miss Denmark of 1958. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
And,
he was Moondoggy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, I guess. So, I don't know whatever happened to her, but the first wife, he was very young at that time. I think that it was like mid-50s at most, and it was always a tough thing because I think that she was Jewish and he was Catholic, and I think her father was just not happy with it. And anyway, it didn't work. And so, but Jimmy was born, and... I'm pretty sure they divorced within a couple of years.
And, well, it did say he left behind a wife and I think three children, including
Well,
Jim, right?
Okay, well, that's right, because with Miss Denmark, they had a couple of sons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that would be the three kids. But I think that the TV guy was adopted by Gloria's husband after she divorced James Darren. So... Yeah.
Which is probably where Murray comes from, I suppose, huh?
I have no idea.
Sounds
good, whatever. So, very little about him, but I just remember that whole thing when he married Miss Denmark. But all right. And, it's like Chubby Checker did something similar, and he's still married to the woman.
Well, see?
Yeah, so, I can't knock it.
All right. That's true.
So, a quote that you should get immediately from 1968.
Okay.
Take your stinking paws off me.
Oh, is that Planet of the Apes?
Absolutely right. Right.
Yay.
That's right, you damn dirty ape. Yes. We have a winner.
Oh,
very good.
Great. And if you don't mind, I would love to request a song for later on in the week.
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, good deal. Thanks. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Good deal. So there you have it. We will continue to play Trivia Labor Day Edition, and we will have Charts with Tim in Shreveport and Charts with Gary in Austin. And Ruth in Gurnee wants, okay, Danny Thomas Trivia, why not? I'm here to please on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your second bumper stumper. Who are they? What do they have in common with the first act we played? Yeah, 1974, by the way, on Warner Brothers. So yeah, obviously the Detroit Emeralds did it at first, but clearly that isn't the Detroit Emeralds. So who is it? And yes, you should absolutely know who it is, but we'll see if you do. Now, if you don't know that, I have a trivia question out there, and I've been remiss in not repeating it. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What criminal activity? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumper and you don't have any idea about my trivia question, you can have your own category, and we prove that every Monday night. Tim in Shreveport, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
All right. Well, I can't complain. I'm here. And we're going to do 1978, are we?
Yeah, we can do it for the Labor Day week, too.
All right.
On that, if that's all right.
Very good. Labor Day weekend, 1972. Number one, Grease.
Oh, that's Frankie Valli.
Yes. Number two, Three Times a Lady.
That's the Commodores.
Number three, Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Taste of Honey.
Yeah. Number four, Hot Blooded.
Foreigner.
Number five, Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Olivia Newton-John.
Number six, Miss You.
That's the Rolling Stones.
Number seven, Kiss You All Over.
Exile.
Number eight, An Everlasting Love.
That's, golly, that's not Carl Carlton, is it?
No, you can do this.
Carl.
No, it's not Carl anybody.
Hmm.
Obviously, obviously it's a remake, but he was the flavor of the month.
Man, that's as everlasting love.
I'm afraid so. It's probably better that you don't remember him. Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb, okay.
Number nine, Magnet and Steel.
It's Walter Egan.
Yeah, and number 10, Shame.
I don't think
Oh, you can do it. Bubbles, you can do this.
Bubbles, huh?
Yeah.
Evelyn Champagne King.
Absolutely right. All right, 90% sounds good to me. Thanks. Hang on, we'll confirm that address.
Already.
All right, good deal. So, 888-876-5593, and there's a certain amount of pride in not remembering Andy Gibb. Gary in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I didn't remember Andy Gibb either. Had I done that year, I would have gotten 9 out of 10 of them. But,
yeah, see, this,
Andy and I,
this is to your credit. Why would you want to admit that you remembered it at all?
I try to forget the Bee Gees.
Well, yeah, collectively or individually.
Although, exactly.
I will give them credit. They reinvented themselves in a way that few acts could ever do.
yeah.
You know,
well,
but New York mining disaster has so little in common with staying alive.
Well, they did give Al Green the reason to cover what becomes of the Broken Hearted.
Yeah.
They did give him a reason to give that song, life.
Well, I guess there's something to be said for that. So we're going to do Labor Day 1972?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, you glutton for punishment. Number one, Alone Again, Naturally.
I'm feeling sick already.
Uh-huh.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Number two, Long Cool Woman.
Always.
Number three, I'm Still in Love with You.
Oh.
You can do this. Willie Mitchell produced it. It was on High.
It's Spinners.
Oh, Al Green.
Yeah. Oh, Al Green. Yeah. Oh, no,
I'm giving you the label. How many others can you name easily? Okay.
I will admit to being very, very bad at labels.
Oh. Well, that's right.
That's my excuse.
No, I understand that, too, because you can't look at them and see the artwork and all that kind of stuff. I get that.
I know blind people who know all that, but I'm not one of
them. Yeah, yeah. Number four, Brandy.
Oh, Looking Glass.
Yes, Elliot Lurie and Looking Glass. Number five, Hold Your Head Up.
Argent.
Yep. Number 6, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Mac Davis.
Number 7, Goodbye to Love.
Oh, Carpenter.
Yeah, see, it's going downhill. I was very surprised you picked this. Number 8.
It is, yeah.
Number 8.
I didn't know the...
Yeah, you didn't realize how bad it was going to be. Number 8, You Don't Mess Around with Jim.
Jim Croce.
Number 9, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Gary Glitter.
And number 10, Backstabbers.
OJs.
And we have a winner. Very good.
Yay.
All right, well, hang on a minute. We'll confirm that address. Good showing. All right.
Okay, so, well, I'm hanging my head in the sand for a week.
No, that's perfectly fine. Let's face it, whoever plays it anymore, really. So,
yeah, well, that's true. And Fran will be laughing at me. That's
yeah,
even worse.
Well, yeah, but that's
chuckling at me about it.
That's good for her. All right, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay,
all right, good deal. So 888-876-5593. Didn't know it was Al Green. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, but Frank in Kenosha has a bumper guess. What'd you hear? You know,
that last one, the one said that was Detroit Emeralds made it, that's probably Graham Central Station.
Absolutely right. Graham Central Station, 1974, on Warner Brothers. And what does that have in common with the first group we played?
I have no idea.
Well, that's all right. You've won for that alone. Thank you. Don't go away. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Confirm that address. And again, don't hold your breath. It takes forever to get something. And when you get it, you'll realize it wasn't worth the price of the postage. But it will be fun. We have, Ruth in Gurnee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, I'm here, and I'm glad you are, too, and we're going to do some Danny Thomas Show trivia.
Okay, could you ask me how I'm doing?
Well, how are you doing?
Well, I almost got a shower after 1 year.
What?
Saturday.
What do you mean?
Yep, 1 year. I almost got a shower. My caregiver, whom I sent to get a radio from the boutique, left twice. She came back and said, somebody fell off a turnip truck in Nebraska, and she took off in a frenzy. I was scheduled to get a shower after a year. Last year, I waited a year for a shower, and I hired someone to take me to an apartment that the person had vacated, and I could get wheelchair into the shower. But shame on Ron Lake Catholic Charities, because I got 2.5 hours last week with a caregiver. Usually I get 5 hours a week, but last week I got 2.5 hours. So anyway, there's room for Raleigh, room for you too, with Danny Thomas.
All right.
And one other thing, this is fascinating. The mayor of Gurnee, his last name is Hood. And if he had been named Brother, it would have been Brotherhood. Do you think they will take Brotherhood out of God Bless of America the Beautiful and change it to Motherhood?
Oh, brother. That's all I can say is, oh, brother.
You answered that terrific, oh,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, that's...
I love people who do things with names, like their last name is Field, and they put Wrigley to it, Wrigley Field. I think that's so fascinating. But I just had this idea about Mayor Hood. If they'd named him Brother, he could have right been in there with the song, America the Beautiful, Crowned by Good, with Brother Hood.
Mm.
Okay. Now, this is the reason why I'm asking about Danny Thomas.
Yes.
I saw the cover for the summer issue of St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Yes.
And the little girl makes... Now, I took a class in how to make these animals and other things out of these balloons.
Okay.
And it's really difficult. I was like in my 20s.
Okay.
And getting that air into that balloon and stretching it, it's not easy to do at all. So this little kid, under 10 years old, he makes an assortment of balloons that are like the hot dog type balloons, or they become different things, animals and all. He makes huge bouquets for staff and children at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And I thought, what a fabulous little flower girl she could make in a wedding, or somebody could order those kinds of balloons that are on the cover of the St. Jude Summer Magazine. And they would have their flower girl carrying those kinds of balloons. And that's your typical helium-filled balloon. These balloons are filled, you have to do it through the mouth only. You can't do it with a helium tank. But what an incredible story about this little girl there in the hospital and making all these enormous balloons for other people. I thought, what an incredible story. So that's what brought me to Danny Thomas.
All right.
And
then here we go. Danny Thomas, as you know, had the Danny Thomas Show for 11 years. The first 3 years it was Make Room for Daddy. The rest of it was the Danny Thomas Show. It was on two networks. It was a Desilu show. All right. And Danny Thomas was forced against his will to hire this actress. He couldn't stand her. He considered her slovenly. In fact, during one rehearsal, he said, for God's sakes, put on a little lipstick. She left after the third season and the beginning of the fourth season to assure that she could not come back. He had her character die. What was the character? Or what was the actress? Either way.
Okay, I can't do either one of them. I was hoping for he gave his last 10 cents to a homeless person in Chicago. So that he petitioned to be able to build the St. Jude Children's Hospital. Or I was hoping for something about his daughter who married Phil Donahue. My kind of town became their hometown. They were often seen walking down Michigan Avenue. He's the CEO for the hospital for St. Jude's Children. And always our Stacy brings up that girl all the time. And so I was hoping for, you know, one of those other questions. But you know what? When we find out an answer, I never watched TV either for years and years. And I have two or three jobs in high school and after school and a lot of events and activities. So but we always find something unique out in the question you choose and then the answer what it is.
The
so,
the actress?
I'll
tell you right now.
Who was it?
The actress was Jean Hagen, and she played his television wife, and he detested her.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when she left, he made sure that the writers included that she die, because he said she is not coming back.
How did she die?
I have no idea. It was the beginning of the fourth season.
Wow. Well, I would have never known who that actress is. I don't recognize that name at all.
Oh yeah.
But now we both want to know.
Oh yeah.
How could she die? But she got removed off of the program. So that's fascinating.
Jean Hagen.
I can't imagine.
I was going to tell you a little about
her. He was such good friends with Irv Kupcinet while he was in Chicago. You know, before he left for Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I almost volunteered for the Purple Heart Cruise because I was doing Red Cross at Naval Station Great Lakes. I almost volunteered for that, but I didn't do it. Those are one of the things, you know, you regret later on.
It
would have been a unique experience, but we'll find out the rest of it. So thanks anyway.
Okay. Good to talk to
you. And have a blessed Labor Day, and you're a labor of love.
All right, appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, Jean Hagen was actually a Chicagoan. She was Jean Verhagen was her name, and she was her father was a Dutch immigrant. And she was born in Chicago. They moved to Elkhart, Indiana, and that's where she went to high school and all that. But then she went to Northwestern and graduated studying drama. In fact, her roommate was Patricia Neal. Yeah, so yes, Jean Hagen was known for a number of things, including Singing in the Rain and Adam's Rib and The Asphalt Jungle. And, of course, the dreaded Danny Thomas Show, where he just hated her. And she was in a number of things later, too. She, you know, like those one-shots you do, like in The Streets of San Francisco or Starsky and Hutch or Dr. Kildare, you know. So, she was active for some time. I think she was born in the early 20s. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Ah, we got Johnny D, we got Jim, we got Jack, and we got Joe in Itasca, Illinois. And room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, will feel aglow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a quasi hit, and certainly doo-wop fans will remember it well. 1956 on Ardell. And who are they, and what do they have in common with Graham Central Station and the song we played first? 888-876-5593. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store, but about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What criminal activity? All right, so Johnny D in Ohio wants to take a guess. Johnny D, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think, but first I want to say what a pleasure it is to be back with everybody in Wally's world.
All right. Good deal.
Okay. What I think is there were some guys in there picking pockets. Pickpocketing.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not right, but that's very nice.
Okay, well, I didn't get it, so, you know, let me have a hominin, if you got one.
Well, yeah, let's talk about our friend Dryopithecus fontani. Now, Go ahead. You remember him well. Dryo, we have four choices here. Had a small, pear-shaped nose. Had a dental morphology similar to that of Ancharopithecus. Had a high frequency of buccal notches on the lower molars. Or had an average body mass of around 50 kilograms.
And which one was it again?
Our buddy Dryo. Dryopithecus fontani.
Fontani.
Yes.
What was the second one you said?
The second one had a high frequency of... No, I see. Had a dental morphology similar to that of Ancharopithecus.
And number one was a pear-shaped nose.
Yes. And then number three was had a high frequency of buccal notches on the lower molars. And number four was had an average body mass of around 50 kilograms.
For some reason, I'm thinking it's the second one you said about...
Had a dental morphology similar to that of the Ancharopithecus. Well, you're right, yes. It is dental, but that is not the right answer. It had a high frequency of buccal notches on the lower molars.
Could you give me an idea of when this existed?
Well, you're the expert here. I don't know. This is your friend Dryopithecus fontani. You remember Wayne Fontani and the Mindbenders?
Yeah, I vaguely remember. I'm trying to recall.
Okay.
If this was prior to Australopithecus, or
you do
before?
You do understand that I need to look this up, because I would never know, and I wouldn't claim to. So, Dryopithecus.
Look it up real quick, if you
Tanny.
Could.
Yeah, here we go. A genus of extinct great ape from the middle to late Miocene boundary of Europe, 12.5 to 11.1 million years ago, the Dryopithecus.
Okay. They were before the Australopithecus.
It was discovered in 1856, and it's been subject to taxonomic turmoil, with numerous new species being described from single remains based on minute differences amongst each other. Well,
there's so much to know, Wally.
Yes,
so much.
Well,
to
it
know.
Is. Yes, and so the Dryopithecus fontani, which is a type species, is just one of the uncontested species.
Fontani.
Yeah.
Must have been Italian.
Well, I don't know. All right, good deal. Thanks for calling. All right, don't go away.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, could be. What do I know? All right, we're going to talk to Joe in Itasca and Jim from Richmond and Jack in St. Charles, and we've got another bumper stumper coming up for you after the news. And, again, we'll review our question, which I've since lost once more. All right, here we go. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What criminal activity? That's where we'll pick it up after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yeah, dear, Your Honor, we done found the defendant guilty there.
Is it a sin?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? And yeah, you know several songs by them. Obviously not this one. At least I don't think so. I'm kind of betting on that. 1961 on the Selma label. And yeah, can you name another record on Selma? Don't try. All right, now with that in mind, what do they have in common with every other act we've played? So if you know the group, that's impressive. If you know the theme, that's really impressive. But shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What criminal activity? All right, so there you have that. And, of course, when you don't know my question and you have no ideas about the bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. Joe is in Itasca. Welcome to WGN Radio. Joe, are you there? Joe has left us. All right, Joe has left the building. We'll call back if you like. It'll be much appreciated. So with that in mind, Jim is in Richmond. All right, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. My question is, how are you? You had me worried all weekend.
Well,
because I told you Friday morning you were going to wake up in pain, and you said you had to walk for miles on Friday.
Yeah, on Saturday, actually. But yes, here is the deal. Firstly, John didn't let me walk for miles because he said if I was out with him, people would think that he was beating me up. That's how my face looked. And so I said, okay, I won't argue. I'll just lie here and enjoy myself in the hotel. And I did. But I'll tell you, the strangest thing, like I say, when it first happened, my big thing was my head and my tooth and teeth and all that. And then it was, you know, my wrist was killing me. Well, all right, so that started to fade away. And next thing I look, I've got black and blue marks on my legs to just beat the band. And I thought, huh. But before I could really think much about it, my ribs are killing me. And so where we are today is rib pain. But I figure this is all fine because none of it seems to be lasting.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
The next morning you would feel all that.
Yeah, well, the ribs still, you know, I go to turn over in bed and I wake up going, ow! So, yeah.
Well, you'll be in the recliner for weeks like I will.
Yeah, probably, but I'm all right. You know, I'm pretty much of a battle axe. So, how are you doing? What's up?
I have things to tell you, but I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
I just wanted to answer your questions.
Good.
I think there was the story of the two men who just walked out the front door with a kayak.
Oh, I love that. That's not right, but I just love that. That's great.
And nobody stopped them, and nobody even noticed that they were walking out the door with it.
I love it.
And my other one, I have a second one that I didn't tell John, but
okay.
It was, did they, in the back of the store did they drive off with a delivery truck of all the merchandise?
That's good, too, but nope.
Oh, okay. And then I'll take a Big Banger if you have one.
Okay. Let's do the Big Bang question. And what I want to know is, what is the full name of Howard's girlfriend turned wife?
Oh, Bernadette Rostenkowski. I can't think of his last name.
I'll give it to
Howard
you.
Howard Wolowitz.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's Bernadette Wolowitz.
Yeah, Bernadette Rostenkowski Wolowitz. You're absolutely right.
Wolowitz, yes.
We have a winner, as usual. Hang on, don't go away. All right, we'll add to your stash.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so, yes, I knew that he would know that because he knows everything about Big Bang trivia. So we put Jim on hold, and let's see, Jack is in St. Charles. All right, Jack, thanks for waiting. What's up? Nope. Yeah, you there, Jack?
Yes.
All right.
I'm here.
So what's up?
I was wondering if I could hear a couple of tunes.
Okay, we'll play them this week. What do you want to hear?
Ella Mae Morris with Freddie Slack, Cow Cow Boogie.
Wow, okay.
And Mo Coffman's one-hit wonder of Swiggin' Shepherd Blues.
Yeah, all right. Good choices. All right, thanks.
Well, I have a wrong answer, but I want to get rid of it. It was a little bit out of date. This was in the 70s this happened, but they weren't streaking, were they?
No, they were not streaking. All right, but thanks for trying. I appreciate it. We'll get your request on this week, I promise.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. Yeah, no, and also they weren't like making love in the dressing rooms or whatever, because when I claimed that there were two perps prosecuted, that's the first place you go, and it's not that. All right, and plus, I don't know if you get prosecuted for that. Probably just get thrown out. All right, so let's see. Donna in Schaumburg, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. What? Glad to hear you're just a little sore.
Yeah, so how are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Okay, I'd like to try a few answers to your trivia.
All right, let's hear them.
Plumbing?
No.
Electricity? The electrical?
How could you steal?
Wires and lighting?
Nope.
Mannequins?
Nope.
Display cases?
Nope.
That's about all I got.
All right. Well, they're all fine choices, but nope, not a chance. Not involved.
Okay,
thanks.
Good
appreciate
luck
it.
At the dentist
all
tomorrow.
Right. Thanks. I appreciate that. I'll tell you tomorrow night because we have full shows all this week, 10 p.m. Central, Monday through Thursday, live, Friday replayed. The show will be replayed on Friday. Maybe you're listening to it right now. All right. So, Diane in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hello, Raleigh. I thought I was thinking of when people pick up a receipt and then they get, like, say they find a receipt that somebody paid cash for and then they go get that item and then try to get a return.
Yeah, people do that all the time. It's really nice guess. It's not right.
Oh, okay. Right. Do I have an advertiser?
I don't see why not. Let's pull out some questions here and see what you will know. All right. Let's see. Still checking. One moment. All right. It's a battery. The blank Energizer.
And that's the whole phrase.
You just have to fill in the blank. It's the name of a battery, a manufacturer of a battery. The blank Energizer. People are
that Energizer was the brand.
No.
Duracell. No, not Duracell.
No, not Duracell. Give me another one.
Okay. I can't think of any.
The Ever Ready Energizer.
Okay, right. That would have been right. That's
All right.
It's been on the tip of my tongue, but it isn't.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Good deal.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Yeah. I tried to pick an easy one, but you just never know what you'll remember. The mind is funny that way. So let's see what we can do. We'll do some lyrics with Fran and Austin, and we'll do some World War II with James on the South Side, hoping that you'll take a guess on the trivia question we've got out there. And, of course, another bumper stumper coming up. And I do think it is a very easy one, but you'll be the judge of that now. So as far as the question to reiterate, shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What criminal activity? What on earth did they do? All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. James, that's a gift if there ever was. So who are they and what do they have in common with everything else we played, every group we played tonight? They all have a commonality to that. And what would that be? All right. Our question, shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What did they do? That's the question. All right. And Fran in Austin wants lyrics. All right, Fran.
You did well.
Hey, sorry, Gary. Gary was talking to me, and I just said, sorry, I just got on.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want 1965 lyrics. You ready?
Yes. Yep.
When you snap your finger or wink your eye, I come a-running to you.
Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
And what is the name of the record?
Can't Help Myself?
Yes, there we go. Absolutely. The name
of
the record is not Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
I know. Honey Bunch.
Everybody else does too, but it's called Can't Help Myself. All right.
Right.
Well, you are a winner.
There somewhere.
All right, all good right. deal. All right, thanks, Fran. Hang on. All right, we'll confirm that address. Yeah, absolutely right. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Yeah, and I'll tell you, probably one of the unsung studio musicians came up with that and, you know, got $25 for the day. All right, so 888-876-5593. Got some bumper guests here. Brian and Joliet, what'd you hear you know?
Hi, Raleigh. Was that War?
It absolutely was War. All Day Music, 1971 on UA.
Oh, great.
We'll add to your stash. Don't go away. All right. So, and we'll find out. I think that might be what Scott was guessing on, too. So let's find out. So, Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am, and he beat me to it. I was going to guess War, All Day Music.
Well, that's all right. We're going to add you to the list. Again, the prizes are worthless. They're not even worth the postage. You get something eventually. The certificate's kind of fun, and the rest of it you won't care about. But hang on. Don't go away.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Happy to do it. But don't hold your breath. It takes forever. But eventually we do. But Scott didn't know what Brian was going to guess, and he called at the same time, so he's a winner, too. All right. Now, James is on the South Side. Hello, James.
Hello, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm here. How about yourself?
Well, I actually, the funny thing about me not going anywhere, at least I didn't until later when I heard on the news about it seemed like the CTA had one of the days they would prefer to forget about.
Oh, the shooting?
Both the blue and the red line, yeah. Both of the bloodlines basically contributed their spill.
You're right. And I don't know the details. The last I heard was that the victims were not identified, but there was some question in that one of the four shooting that were supposedly asleep, whether they or not were homeless or what the circumstance was or what the motivation is. I haven't heard a word.
Yeah, that's just simply makes it's like complete senselessness.
Well, Bob at Master Control was saying that, gee, maybe now he can't ride trains either. But the bottom line is that you just never know. You just have to go on about your life, and the likelihood that you'll be involved is almost nil. But if it's going to happen, it happens, and just don't think about it.
Yeah. I was going to take a guess on that trivia before I got
okay.
to the actual.
All right. You got six guesses.
And I'm going to say the first one that comes to mind having relations in the restroom.
Nope, we've already determined that it's not sexual in nature.
Okay. Returning an item that they shoplifted previously.
Nope.
Okay. Vandalized the restroom.
No, to my knowledge, no one else has ever done it other than these two people.
Oh, okay. Now this one is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a guess that they walked out with the sales merchandise and nobody even saw them.
Nope. I think that happens all the time.
It was in their hands. Nobody knew they even had it on their person.
Nope. I think that probably happens all the time, too.
Okay. Let's see. Well, okay. I'm going to say... They tried to sell the store their clothing?
Nope. One more.
Okay. Let's see. They tried to get the salesperson to giggle at something inappropriate.
Nope. So we're going to do World War II, are we?
Yeah.
It's easy. What was the longest battle of World War II?
That would be the Hurricane Forest.
No, you got to give me the name of the battle.
The Battle of Hurricane Forest.
Nope.
Longest battle. Okay. Let's see. Stalingrad? Battle of Stalingrad?
That's nice, but not right. I'm going to let you think about it. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. And be thinking about it, though. Think outside the box, maybe, because I think you're going to need to. All right. We'll find out what's going on with the news and come back right to it on WGN Radio.
Like a wall of tea, well, I do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And yes, they had a million-selling record. That clearly was not it. And of course, the lead singer, I shouldn't say of course, but the lead singer was not the same on that either. But well-known doo-wop group for one song in particular, not that one. So who are they? 888-876-5593. First Date, by the way, came out on Hamilton Records, a forgettable label, in 1959. All right, so we're talking to James on the South Side, and we left him with the longest battle of World War II.
Battle of the Atlantic.
Thank you. Took you a while. You didn't look it up, did you?
No. What, here's what was happening. I realized the last several weeks when I've been like rushing through, and I said, just slow it down, and basically said it's probably running right through your brain before you ever have a chance to actually process it.
Yeah, and the other thing is you were thinking of it in terms of skirmishes rather than battles, and this went on from 39 to 45. It contained a lot of skirmishes.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right, so hang on and we will confirm that. Don't go away. All right, so we'll confirm James's address, and now you can have your category if you don't like my question and you don't like my bumper stumpers. In fact, we're going to do charts with Mark and Aurora from 1967 coming up. Lauren Willowbrook's going to give us some career guesses, and let me give you the question again. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store, but about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perpetrators were prosecuted. What on earth were they doing? Yeah, that's what I want to know. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Or any of our bumper stumpers. We've only had war guests so far, but there have been some very, very well-known groups that we've played. And, of course, no theme is yet apparent, but it should be. All right, so 888-876-5593. Hello to Mark and Aurora. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. We had a grill here at the apartment building, and I know I ate way too much.
Oh, well, good.
Didn't have any supper tonight, and still not hungry.
All right. Well, that worked out well. Good. Well, that's
had a pulled pork sandwich, macaroni and cheese, macaroni salad, a brat and a bun, two lamb chops, one filet mignon.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Sounds great. Yeah. Absolutely great.
Yeah, we had to stay sitting up so that we wouldn't have reflux.
Yes, absolutely. You should be sitting up for the next 12 hours with that list.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. Don't lie down. All right.
Oh, and I want to tell Jim, don't apologize for crying. Only real men cry.
All right. Jim,
I admire him for that.
Yeah. I would just like for him to have...
I'd like his afflictions to get better, but...
Yeah, yeah.
When things are not going so well for him, he's not ashamed to cry, and I think that's great.
Good deal. All right, number one, 1-1, and that would be Labor Day weekend, 1967.
Yeah. Yep.
Ode to Billy Joe.
Aha!
It was the 3rd of June, another slippy, dusty Delta day. I was out picking cotton, and my brother was baling hay.
Oh, I know who does this. I don't know why it's slipping my mind.
On Capitol, it shouldn't be slipping your mind. She had a TV show afterwards briefly, and she did a lot in Las Vegas, and she had some follow-up records, but this was the only real, real, real hit.
Yeah, Billie Jean something?
No, not Billie Jean anything.
No.
How about Bobby Gentry?
Bobby Gentry, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, why didn't I get that? No. Oh.
Because the mind is an interesting thing, to say the least. I can understand perfectly.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Having a senior moment.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't have to be a senior for one. Number two.
Well.
All You Need Is Love.
Beatles.
Number three, Reflections.
Oh, Marmalade.
Try Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh, that Reflection.
Yes, not Reflections of My Life.
Okay.
Reflections.
Okay.
Number four, Light My Fire.
The Doors.
Yeah, number five, Baby, I Love You. On Atlantic.
Andy Kim.
No. On Atlantic.
Baby, I Love You.
Yeah.
Oh.
Female.
The Ronettes.
Female. On Atlantic.
The Ronettes.
No. The Ronettes would be Phil Spector. They were long before that, but no. How about Aretha Franklin?
Oh. Oh, boy. I'm really getting fouled up today.
Wow. Yeah. Where were you in 1967? What were you doing?
Oh, that was when I just got started listening to the radio.
Oh, all right. Number six, Come Back When You Grow Up. Girl, you're still living in a paper doll world. Yeah.
Oh, I can hear that song playing in my head, but the group name escapes me.
On Liberty, produced by Snuff Garrett. Oh, you'll be upset. Bobby V.
Oh, yes.
Number seven.
Yeah, see, I can hear all these songs in my head as you're
right
speaking them out.
Number seven, Cold Sweat.
No, I don't know who
James Brown.
Know who that is.
James Brown.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that was James Brown.
Yeah.
Well.
Number eight.
I'm not going to do well on this one.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to add them up. I don't know anymore. Number eight, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
The Monkees.
Yes. Number nine, You're My Everything.
Oh.
On Gordy.
And again, it's escaping me.
On Gordy, that would be The Temptations. And number 10, I Was Made to Love Her.
Again, I know that I know the song, but
yes, Stevie Wonder.
I should make sure that I'm fully awake before I fall into two.
I think the issue is a food coma. And I more than understand.
Oh, that could be.
Yes, I more than understand what that is about. So, yes, you're having a food coma, so just relax. Make sure you sit up and don't do anything trying. Don't think. Thinking is not a good idea. Maybe, distract yourself in some other way.
I didn't know there was a food coma.
Hell, I don't know if there really is, but I always claim I've had one. I mean, it usually what happens is when you've had the kind of meal that induces the kind of drowsiness where you really can't think. Most people think about it as like Thanksgiving, like turkeys or things like that. And what really happens is the body is diverting blood to digestion in lieu of other functions. And so...
Yes.
So,
yes. Now that I can buy, because that's why you're not supposed to go swimming.
Right. And, the problem with going to sleep, of course, because turkey has tryptophan in it, which increases the serotonin levels, it can make you sleepy. But if you have any tendency to acid reflux, lying down is the absolute worst thing you can do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
So that
esophagus goes through a burn every time you have reflux.
Oh, absolutely. So, that's the deal. So that, I think it's a food coma.
Well, I'll accept that.
All right.
I don't have to look like such an idiot.
Well,
okay.
Just wait it out, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right. It's the perfect excuse, really. You can use it to blame yourself, blame anything on it. Yes, I'm sorry. I was in a food coma. And, oh, man. All right. So we'll get to Laura in Willowbrook and David in Winthrop Harbor. He's got some guesses as well. Now, again, to review my question, because there also is another bumper stumper coming up, which I think should be easy. I have a feeling that one of you will get it. If you got War, you'll get this next one. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store, but about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What on earth did they do? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
There's a thrill upon a hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a thrill upon a hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a thrill upon the hill.
So who is that? Obviously, it's not Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. You know that. But who's doing the cover? All right. And yes, you do know a song by them. And that would be a big one, too. Just not that one, of course. So who are they? 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with every other group we have played tonight? And our trivia guess, shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perpetrators were prosecuted. What on earth did they do? 888-876-5593. Laura in Willowbrook, what do you think?
Well, first thing, I wanted to thank you for playing a song that I requested last week.
Oh, my pleasure.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you. I had heard this, but I don't know what if this was what you're looking for. Two customers went into the store and slept in overnight.
No.
No, okay. People went in and either drank the liquor bottle and then left, or ate food and then left.
Nope, none of that.
Okay, took their clothes off?
Nope. By the way, that might be indecent, but I don't really think it's a crime. This absolutely was a crime.
Okay. Took the lottery tickets out of the machine and cashed them.
Nope, this is a department store. This is a department store. I don't think they had lottery tickets. Department store.
Yeah. Okay, well, I give up. Could I get us Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics then?
All right, well, let's see what we can do. Hang on. You don't go away. I'll have to find something, and I will. So we'll put Laura on hold for Rodgers and Hammerstein while I talk to David in Winthrop. David, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
Happy Labor Day.
You
I'm
too.
Well. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to throw out one guest. I'm going to say, people peeping Toms, taking pictures of people, like, with cell phones?
Nope.
Peeping Toms?
Nope. No. We have no peeping Toms in our answer.
Okay. Can I throw out a NASCAR trivia question?
NASCAR, huh? Okay, sure you can. But I got, obviously, if you don't tell John in advance, I have to look him up. So hang on, don't go away, because people think I'm quick at this, and they're so, so wrong. So we got NASCAR, and we've got Rodgers and Hammerstein, and we'll get both of them here while we talk to Jerry in Woodstock, who's got some guesses. What do you think?
I think these people, they're shoppers. They walk in the store, they pick out all kinds of clothes, and then they try them on, and then they walk out with them and leave their own clothes behind.
Nice, but not right. I don't think that anyone else has ever done this.
Hmm.
Now, maybe they have. You know, I mean, I can't guarantee it, but I don't think so.
Hmm. Yeah, because I've seen people do that, so I thought, okay, well, I'd give it a try.
You did, and I'm glad you did, and I hope you'll call again.
Yeah, this is only the second time I've called you.
Ah.
I'm the Jerry that lives in Cincinnati, that did grow up in Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about Cincinnati a lot, Cincinnati chili.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, but now I live in Woodstock, home of the groundhog.
right, absolutely. You're 100% right about that. Punxsutawney has nothing on Woodstock. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so, okay.
All right, call me again. I'll look forward to it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I will listen to you every night.
Oh, great. I am delighted about that. I'll think of you the next time I'm opening a can of Skyline Chili.
Yeah, right. Well... Yeah, I didn't know it comes in cans.
Oh, yes, and you can get three, well, they don't have the cheese in it, but you can get it with chili and spaghetti, so you just have to put the cheese on top, making it easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've got about 30 cans.
Do you really?
Absolutely. So, in fact, I was going to have some earlier, right before the show, and I probably will have some tomorrow. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. I hope you will call me again.
I surely will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we have gotten now our, we say goodbye to Jerry, and we have gotten with Laura in Willowbrook our Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics. And so here we have them. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Raleigh.
All right. In the night, I sally forth to seek my quarry, and I find I forgot to bring my gun.
I'm sorry, can you repeat again, please?
In the night, I sally forth to seek my quarry, and I find I forgot to bring my gun.
I know this.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, darn it. I'm between Carousel and Oklahoma.
Neither.
Oh, goodness.
No, you can do this. I know you can.
Gun.
I'm a huntress on an African safari. It's a dangerous type of sport, and yet it's fun. In the night, I sally forth to seek my quarry, and I find I forgot to bring my gun.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm not going to get this. It's just on the tip of my tongue, Robbie.
I can be whatever I want to be. I'm a thief in Calcutta, a queen in Peru. I'm a mermaid dancing upon the sea.
Wow. I'm sorry you got me stumped. I can't wait to hear what this is.
In My Own Little Corner from Cinderella.
Oh, gosh. I'm so silly. Yes, you are right. I should have had that.
Yeah.
You had all the words, and it just was not on the right tip of my tongue.
Well, I knew I'd be right because, of course, I just looked them up. So.
Well, thank you. It's always fun. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So, you know, left to my own devices, would I know any of that? Not a chance. All right. So now we're going to go back to David because I believe that David has some specifications. Now, you not only want NASCAR trivia, you want it limited to certain years?
No, I'm just going to throw this out. How about we just do Winston Cup NASCAR?
Okay, no matter what year, you don't care.
Wide open. Yeah.
All right.
Throw it in that computer and see what comes up.
Actually, the first thing I see are books on it, believe it or not, including the Winston Cup team trivia game, a board game.
Oh.
So there's a lot of them. So we have to find one.
I could guess the date on when that came out.
Yeah, let's see what we can. What we can do, on eBay they'll give me something. No, I don't want that. I actually want, that's
no, we don't want to buy it.
That's right. We just want to pilfer it from this. Now, I don't want it by seasons. Here's Winston Cup seasons. Would you like 19?
You just throw it.
Okay.
I'm open, and yeah, I just.
Okay, here we go.
Hold up there.
Who was the 1999 Winston Cup champion?
Well, you told me this already. Bobby Labonte.
No.
Terry Labonte.
No. I'm going to give you the news to think about it, but on your honor, don't look it up. All right. Because the prizes aren't worth cheating. And that's where we'll pick it. The 1999 Winston Cup champion. Coming up with David and Winthrop Harbor and your guesses on another hour of trivia on WGN Radio.
Heaven and paradise are, that's where I want to be. Just you and me. And paradise, ooh, heaven and paradise, oh, that's where I want to be, just you and me, in heaven and paradise, ooh. Let you go.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, huge, huge L.A. record, and it was 1955 on Dutu. So who are they, and what do they have in common with every other artist we played? There's your bumper stumpers. Now, our question, shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What did they do? 888-876-5593. Now, we left David in Winthrop Harbor online. He wanted a Winston Cup champion question. And so, 1999 Winston Cup champion, who was it?
Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Jarrett.
Okay.
Now, with Dale Jarrett's win, he became only the second father-son combo to win Winston Cups. Who was his father, and when did he win?
Ned Jarrett won the championship? What
yes,
year?
Championship titles. He won it twice.
Okay. That's probably one in the round 70.
Close, but no cigar. 61 and 65.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm
good
in
deal.
Ballpark.
All right.
Peace. Thank you. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right. So there you have it. Yes. The only other father-son team, by the way, was Lee and Richard Perry. Petty. I'm sorry. Petty. Yeah. All right. So that's the deal there. Now, if you don't like my questions, of course, you can have your own category, and we prove that constantly. Got another hour of Monday Night Trivia. If you don't get my question tonight, then it will become the straggler for next week, but it will be fully revealed at the end of next week's show if you don't get it. All right. But hopefully you will. All right. Now, Karen in Madison is calling. How's it going, Karen?
Okay, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain.
Feeling better?
Just different. I'm feeling different. I'll settle for that. So we're going to do charts from 1971.
Right. Can I just take one stab at the question?
Absolutely. You can take six stabs at the question.
It's probably like shoplifting, but was there like a jewelry heist or something?
Nope.
I give up.
That's all right. All right. So, very good. We're going
to
do this week. You want 1971?
Yeah, and I'll take any.
All right. Well, we'll just do Labor Day 1971. All right. Here we go. Number one, Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey. Hello, operator.
Paul McCartney?
Yes, absolutely right. Paul McCartney.
Oh, great.
Yes, Paul and Linda, but that's perfectly fine, yes. Number two, how can you mend a broken heart?
Bee Gees?
Yes, very good. Number three, smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth. Can you dig it?
Chicago?
Undisputed Truth. Number four. It's obviously a cover. Spanish Harlem.
What? Can I just ask, does cover mean?
Cover? Oh, it means that it wasn't the original artist who did the song. In other words, Spanish Harlem, most people know because of, Benny King and the Drifters. Well, that was much earlier. So now we've come up to 1971, and someone else is doing the song. So they're covering Benny King and the Drifters with it. And it's a female.
That's what a cover is, because I've always wondered. I didn't know.
And it's well-known. Now, traditionally, when you use the term cover, it's an artist who will do it simultaneously to the hit. That's a true cover. But we use the term loosely now for anybody who has re-recorded a hit.
I'll say Aretha Franklin.
And we have a winner. All right, let's move on. Number five, Go Away, Little Girl. That's another cover of an original.
Don't
the...
Okay, so now we'll say Steve Lawrence had it originally, and then the Happenings had it in 1966. So
okay,
this is 1971.
Yeah,
that's 66. So this is 71. So.
And what's the name of the song again?
Go Away, Little Girl.
Go Away. Oh.
Yeah, you can do this. This is a kid.
Bobby Finn. That's
no.
That's wrong.
Donny Osmond. Cool. Donny Osmond.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's right. You're entitled to a couple wrong. Number six, Ain't No Sunshine. When She's
Gone.
The Withers. Very good. Number seven, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Oh, I just heard today, John Denver.
Yes.
There we go.
Very good. Number eight, Signs. Sign, everywhere a sign. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
I can hear it, but...
It was on MGM.
I'm not gonna get it.
Probably no one could name another record by this group, and for good reason too. But
a lost 45.
Well, I wish it would stay lost. Maybe. But they were a Canadian rock group from Ottawa, and they did have several hits in Canada. But unfortunately, I guess we'd say we only got Signs.
Yeah, I don't think I can get it. I know it, but I don't think I'm gonna get it.
That's right. It's the five-man electrical band.
No, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Okay, that's number eight. Number nine, Liar.
Mm.
And it's a group. They were on Dunhill.
It's not Three Dog Night.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
And that's why I gave you that clue, because how many acts can you name on Dunhill? I could name a half dozen, but most of them.
I don't see.
Yeah, all right.
Record companies don't mean anything to me. It was, I just...
Well, you're absolutely right. Three Dog Night.
Okay.
All right. Number 10. This is for the win. Number 10.
Okay.
I Just Want to Celebrate.
I know this too, but
yeah, it's
okay.
They're from Detroit. They're from Detroit originally, and they were somewhere between classic rock and R&B. Believe it or not, they originally were the Sunliners, but of course there was a Sunliner, so they changed their name in 1968, and they changed their name. They were patterning it after names that other bands were adopting, such as Iron Butterfly. So think about it that way. It's a two-word name.
I hear the song, and I can't.
And they also did. They also did a remake of The Temptations' "I Know I'm Losing You."
I just want to celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not going to get to celebrate.
You'll kick yourself. It's Rare Earth.
I probably will.
Yeah, Rare Earth.
Who is it?
Rare Earth.
Rare Earth. Okay, I see the cover now. I mean, I see the album cover.
Well, we'll try it next week.
It was a good try.
All right, yes, absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very
much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, you would see, you know, Rare Earth would be on the bill with people like Blue Oyster Cult and Mike Bloomfield's band and, you know, Captain Beyond, you know, people like that. Anyway, what can I tell you? And for better or worse, we'll get to Naoto in Japan. Oh, we're going to do more trivia on Myers-Briggs. Yes. And we're going to do World War II planes with Don and Beloit. And we're going to have another bumper stumper. And I think it's an easy one. You'll be the judge of that coming up next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And that should be an easy win for somebody. We will see. Now, taking stock of who is what, we're going to do World War II planes with Don and Beloit. We're going to do Myers-Briggs trivia with Naoto in Japan. And Alex in British Columbia, been a while, is going to guess on a bumper. So, Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thanks, Raleigh. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, so how's the show going on Top Shelf Oldies?
Oh, it's doing great. I've did another tribute to my friend John, who passed away 13 years ago. I do that every year. I play him a song, and okay. He used to listen to the show.
That's great.
Yeah.
So when's the next show coming up?
Next, not this week coming, but it's the next week, on Thursday.
Okay, and what are we going to do on that show?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of, I rip a lot of my records in and also some other stuff that I've heard or whatever, and I kind of put it together. There's no real theme I ever do. It just, okay. I kind of add stuff, and I always put three old commercials on the show.
Okay.
I just love getting these old commercials. You don't hear too many singing commercials anymore.
No, that's absolutely true. I think technically we're not supposed to be playing them, and that's one of the reasons that not many are out there, because there are copyright issues with them. But you certainly can search and find them.
Yeah, right, that's for sure. Anyway, the guy that I was actually getting a bunch from on a show, all of a sudden they all vanished. I don't know, maybe you're right, maybe
well, that's exactly it. I can almost guarantee you that's why they vanished. Sadly, some of the best commercials of all times we don't ever get to see. You know, it's like I mentioned many times in the old 7-Eleven commercials, there used to be a guy who worked for Southland Corporation, which owned 7-Eleven, a guy named YY Wiki, and he had the greatest gravelly voice, and there were so many wonderful spots that were hilarious that he did, and not a one of them is available. And if you talk to Southland, they say, yep, they're locked in a vault because there are copyrights. Right issues.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
I don't think we're big enough. So far, nothing's happened anyway. But,
right.
And usually a lot of them are products that you don't even see anymore anyway.
Yeah. Well, it would be the agency that would hold the copyright most likely, not the product.
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, for Southland, they had an in-house agency. But yeah, sure, I would agree with you that your exposure is probably minimal.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, I thought I would give somebody else a chance, and nobody's guessed. It was the very first bumper you played tonight, and I was surprised nobody got it.
All right.
It's Teeter Totter Love by the Marcells.
Absolutely, it's the Marcells. I was surprised, too. That's why I played it first, because I thought, oh, well, we'll start one with that's easy. And, yeah, nobody got it. So, any idea what the theme might be?
No, I'm trying to piece them. It's almost coming in, but I can't quite focus on a theme.
Well, you know it's the Marcells, and that's good enough. So hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so that is, Teeter Totter Love was the Marcells. And, they have something in common. We also got somebody who guessed Graham Central Station. Yeah, the next one nobody guessed, which also surprised me because I thought that was an absolute gift. Likewise for the one after that. We did have a guess on War All Day Music. Yeah, nobody guessed on the next two, the next three, the next four. There's two more coming up that you'll have a shot with. So let's see what we're going to do with Naoto in Japan. Naoto, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good, and I have no idea about your trivia question, so I will try.
Oh, yeah. Well, I enjoy doing this because I get to find out more all the time about this. Now, I wrote out the whole question, and now I do. This is great. Now I can't find it. All right. Well, it's here somewhere, and it was a fascinating question because somebody did research on this, and what they were researching on and trying to find out is what Myers-Briggs type was most prone to get divorced. And we got an answer, but what was really interesting to me is that someone did research to list them all and found out the highest percentage of divorce rates. There's one type that has an 84% divorce rate. So And they, as far as they have a 38% unhappily married, but an 84% divorce rate. So that means somebody who's probably going to be cut and run more than stay in it for the long haul. That's about the only clue I can give you. What do you think it is?
Oh, where? Can I have like multiple choice?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that. Let's see. Multiple choice, huh? All right. Well, hang on, and I will during the news try to come up with multiple choice that makes sense. Don't go away.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So yeah, multiple choice. Yeah, I won't be able to do that off the top of my head. That's for sure. Well, heck, we've only got four letters. Yeah, but I know. So if you're unaware of Myers-Briggs, we'll go over that again as well. And then Donna Beloit wants his World War II planes, and I got a question just for him coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, who are they? I think when I was a sophomore in high school, that was my all-time favorite that year. Yeah, just loved it. So who are they? It was reissued on another label, but they re-recorded it, and it was just terrible. But this is the original. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, I'd give you the label, but it's too much of a gimme. So we're just here because you can't name anybody else on it, I don't think. All right. So with that in mind, we are talking to Naoto in Japan. And what he asked was for multiple choice on this. So what we first need to do is for people who are unfamiliar, again, explain Myers-Briggs. And so here is the deal. It is a personality assessment tool. And there are people who swear by it. In fact, it's very common among employers. And there are the naysayers, particularly in the academic community, where they say neither Myers nor Briggs, it was a mother-daughter deal, have psychology degrees, and this is just horse hockey. Well, apparently it rings true enough, as I say, that it is a common test administered to job applicants and others of that nature. Now, the bottom line is there are four different categories. One is IE. You're either an introvert or you're an extrovert. Another one is SN. You either sense things through your senses or you intuit them, your intuitive nature. So that's SN. Then there's TF, which is thinking, irrational thought, and feeling, you know, emotional perception and things like that. And finally, there's JP, judging or perceiving. All right, so those are the four categories, and supposedly with this test, everybody falls into one. So somebody decided they'd do some research, and they would determine what type is most likely to get a divorce. And again, this is about as unscientific as I get. I don't think it's by any means statistically valid. But they did interview hundreds and hundreds of people, and they discovered that one type had an 84% divorce rate. And so, Naoto, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So here are your four choices, okay? Is it ISFJ or is it ISTP or is it ESTP or is it NFJ?
I would say ESTP.
We have a winner. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely right. They're also the most unhappily married, so I guess they just don't get along with people. You are a winner. Hang on. Impressive. Don't go away. All right. So,
thanks so much.
Yeah, and you can look that up if you're interested in Myers-Briggs. And, again, you can take the tests online as well and do it for a lot of fun. But, sadly, not so funny when you have employers that are really basing decisions based on this, and you'd be surprised how many do. All right. So that's the deal. You can find out all about yourself. All right. Now, with that in mind, we had Donna Beloit, who wanted World War II. But before we get there, we had our other bumper stumper. And I think Mark in Aurora is going to take a guess. I'll be impressed if he knows that. Maybe he knows what we played before. All right. And our question, if it's not revealed in the next less than 20 minutes, it will be held over as our straggler for next week. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store. But about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perpetrators were prosecuted. What were they doing? All right, so 888-876-5593. Don and Beloit, how's it going?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, can't complain.
I would have called it earlier, but I was biking. I dropped out my car at the place downtown Beloit everybody uses, and I was biking back. I would have called earlier, but when I heard your war, you played a war earlier, of course.
I did.
Yeah, this is like a pretty easy one.
It's some are easy, some are not as easy. All of them are acts that have had big hits. None of them are unknown, but each of those acts has something in common.
But nobody's guessed your theme yet, right?
Not even tried.
Oh my goodness! Well, I heard your metal larks earlier, and I knew before what it was, but I think I know because the metal larks I only like recognize them because I like Metal Lark Lemon of the Harlem Globetrotters, you know.
I assure you that Don Julian did not pick it because of Metal Lark Lemon.
But these are all integrated black and white R&B.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
You're
okay.
Absolutely right. Well, so you're done. You won.
Well, I'd love a World War II airplane question if you want to give me.
Nope. It gets saved for next week. You already won.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hang on. Don't go away.
Well,
all right.
You got
it. Absolutely. That is every one of these groups is integrated. All right. So that's true for war. It's true for all of them. But so you got Graham Central Station, you guessed that. You got the Marcells, you guessed that. You got War, you guessed that. And I think that's all anybody's guessed so far. But maybe you'll take a guess on one more of them. Mark and Aurora certainly is. So, Mark, what do you think?
Well, I believe I got this one because the bass voice in that selection is exactly the same as the bass voice in Working My Way Back to You. I believe it was the Spinners.
There were no Spinners.
Oh, really?
There were no Spinners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you said they were all integrated, I thought, well, I don't know if the Spinners.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
Okay, well, you tried it.
Yes, you did, and I'm glad you did. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
So yes, a fine try, but not a chance. Now let's see what we can do. So we've decided they're all integrated. We have one more that we'll be playing before the end of the night. But if you can guess any of them that we have played so far, well, Sherry in Naperville. Well, we've already had the theme go away, but maybe you know some of the artists.
Hey, no, I was hooked on the theme, and my guess was because I think the third or fourth song I heard, like the piano part to Moonlight Sonata. So I thought maybe these are. And then the last one you played kind of sounded like it could have been the piano Heart and Soul. And so I thought, well, maybe they took piano tunes. But anyway, somebody already guessed it. Okay, never mind. Integrated.
Yeah.
All right, let me take your speaker.
Yes, that'll be nice.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So I'm going to guess on the trivia question.
All right. I am delighted to hear that. Shoplifting is the most common crime that might occur in a department store, but about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. What did they do?
Okay, I only got two guesses that I could figure out.
Okay.
One is a holdup at the cashier's, like a bank.
Nope.
And the second one is stealing off the merchandise delivery truck.
Oh, that's nice. Nope.
All right. And then, Naoto, is that his name?
Yeah.
From Japan?
Uh-huh.
If he likes music, because I looked up Chicago, because on WTTW today, they were doing the band Chicago from Chicago. And they asked, and I'm like, when are they going to be in Chicago area next? They are actually in Japan in September in, I think, Tokyo and Osaka. But anyway, if he likes that, and also Earth, Wind, and Fire, I think they're supposed to be with them, but I could have that wrong.
All right.
All right. But do you have a ticker symbol for me?
Do I have what?
David, don't talk. She's talking
to me. Right. Do I have what?
A ticker symbol I can guess at?
Oh, all the symbols. All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. Remember, when you ask me to do this on the spur of the moment, I got to look them up. And I will, too. We'll do that. We'll do Chuck Yeager trivia with Jeff in Beloit. And Jim in Richmond's going to take a guess. So stock symbols coming up. And Chuck Yeager trivia. I think I've already picked that out on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, okay, who's that? That's our final bumper stumper, and that, as far as I'm concerned, is a gift, too. Now, we know they're all interracial groups. That's the theme, but who are they? All right, so now we're back to Sherry. Sherry wants her stock tickers, and I've got one. Okay, are you ready, Sherry?
Okay, Doc.
Okay, who's D?
I'm ready.
Who's D-U-K?
D-U-K?
Yeah.
Oh, crud. You're not doing international stocks,
are you? Oh, no, I'm doing NYSE only.
Oh, okay.
And I hear this very often.
Really? DuckDuckGo?
No. I hear this fairly often when you're talking about real-time stock quotes. So your bottom line is this is going to be somebody big.
That I have to guess at.
Well, that's what you wanted. You wanted a ticker.
Well, right. But, I mean, you're telling me that you're selecting some big company.
Well, in this case, a well-known three-letter abbreviation.
D-U-K. Well, the first D was... D-U-K.
Sherry,
it cannot be,
give up. Give up.
Well, wait, one more.
Just give up.
What's that sporting goods? No, that's not it.
Give up. Big. Really, really big.
Really big. D-U-K. I have not seen it. Has it not been on any of the new highs or new lows or new nothing?
It's not going to necessarily show as new highs or new lows when you hear what it is. It's Duke Energy Corporation.
Oh.
Huge power company.
D-U.
Yeah, no, it's D-U-K.
Okay, yeah, Kramer used to talk about that all the time. But I don't remember that ticker symbol.
D-U-K.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Well, all I know is that today I think it closed at $113.95. And that was...
Well, thank you. But what matters is the dividend.
Well, that's right. For many people who are coupon clippers, you're right. They care more about the dividends, especially if they're doing the reinvestments. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
No.
We'll talk to you later.
Dividends matter for people who... want to regain?
Believe me, I understand. It's the okay, you know traditionally it's the blue hairs. No,
right,
I know.
You're
well.
Wonderful.
All right, talk to you soon.
You have a great day.
Okay, you
Thank
too.
You for
okay,
being
bye.
Here on Mondays.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, utilities can be great for what we used to call the coupon clippers. All right, so let's see. I don't do investments, by the way. I just don't. It's not a forte of mine. That and real estate, neither of them do I do well with, so I don't bother. Jeff in Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there?
Hi, Raleigh.
We're going to do...
yes, I'm here.
We're going to do...
Hi, Raleigh.
Yes, we're going to do Chuck Yeager trivia. And
okay.
certainly a noble fella. As you know, he was the first guy to break the sound barrier. In 1954, Chuck left his post at Edwards Air Force Base to join the staff of what?
Oh, my gosh. I think what he did is he, right around 1954, they went to Russia to agree on the particulars of the sound barrier, like level flight.
Nope. Nope. And remember, he's leaving his job at Edwards Air Force Base to join the staff of what?
Oh, gosh. You got me on this one, Raleigh.
Well, I would expect you to remember it because when you hear what it is, you'll realize that it was eyebrow raising. He joined the staff of the 12th Air Force in West Germany.
Oh.
And he remained there until he returned to Edwards in 62 as commandant of the Aerospace Research Pilot School.
That I didn't know.
Ah.
I know he went
oh,
back
yeah. well, you'll have to, you'll
to Vietnam. I knew yeah. he was back
right.
in the Air Force.
Yeah, but that was for us. Right. That was for us. But yes, in 54, he went to, you know, West Germany. So you'll have to look that up.
Wow. You know, he also went to Russia
as
a spy. And he was actually, they agreed on the level flight and the speed of the sound.
Yeah, there's a number of things he did on behalf of our country. Yes, but in this case, he was working for somebody else.
You know, he did. He got caught when he was in Russia. I mean, he actually test piloted a Russian MiG. A guy defected and from Korea and into Brazil, and he actually flew a Russian MiG too. So
there you go. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. And Chuck made it until 2020. And he was an interesting guy. Didn't know him personally. Had mutual friends, though. And he was. He was originally from West Virginia and made it a nice long time. All right. So our final guest tonight is going to go to Jim in Richmond. All right, Jim, what do you think?
First off, was one of the last, maybe three songs ago, was that Isaac Hayes?
No, Isaac Hayes.
Oh, okay. And then my other guess is, could it be that the two men broke in and stole the store safe?
No, oh, that's pretty good, but no. Think about it, and we can do that again next week. Thanks, and talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good
Bye.
Deal. So now, here, let's talk about all our bumper stumpers here. They all were integrated groups. We started off with the Marcells, Teeter Totter Love, 1961 on Coal Picks. Then Graham Central Station, Larry Graham, Feel the Need, 1974 on Warner Brothers. The Jaguars did The Way You Look Tonight, 1956 on Ardell. The Crests did Guilty, 1961 on Selma. War did All Day Music, 1971 on UA. The Impalas, yes, Ari, I Ran All the Way Home, did First Date, 1959 on Hamilton. And if you know their big hit, Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home, it's our uh-oh, that actually was a goof, and they just left it in. Chambers Brothers, Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. The remake of Hank Ballard was the Chambers Brothers, 1974 on Avco for that. Don Julian and the Meadowlarks, as we discussed, Heaven and Paradise, 1955 on Dutu. The Tramps did Love Epidemic, 1974, on Golden Fleece. It was the Del Vikings doing When I Come Home, my fave, back then, 1957. It was on Phoebe, which is why I didn't give you the label, because how many other acts can you name on Phoebe? Like I say, it was released pretty much the same time on Mercury, a completely different record, just they redid it. It was terrible. The Foundations did In the Bad, Bad Old Days, 1969, on Uni, and all of them were integrated R&B groups. So there, or pop groups, depending on how you like to think about it. That's it. So we're leaving for next week our shoplifting question. You can think about it for a whole week. It's the most common crime that might occur in a department store, but about 20 years ago, a New York department store was the scene of this criminal activity. No word on whether the two perps were prosecuted. And what I want to know is, what did they do? What criminal activity? What did they possibly do? No, I don't think anybody else has ever done it. I mean, maybe so, but they weren't caught, I guess. And I'm not 100% sure that these guys were caught or if they admitted to it. But yeah, as far as I know, they I don't know if they were prosecuted or not. I shouldn't say as far as I know they weren't prosecuted, because I flat out don't know that. Now, is there anything else I need to tell you other than full shows all this week, and so tomorrow night at 10 o'clock we will reconvene. Likewise for I'm stuttering here somewhat because I had Carol always does me this wonderful show prep, and half the time I managed to lose it. Isn't that terrible? How thankless is that? But I'm trying to think of today's, because of course she does me a great rundown on what happened today, and of course you know what happened today, Monday Night Trivia, and we were live because it is a holiday, which we do, and I'm happy to do so. Let's find out though, because somewhere on here I have all the other information of items of interest. Yeah, looked at this earlier today, so I know it's here somewhere. That's right, famous last words. All right, so what do we have? Well, of course, we've talked about Retro Shade, Mercury Retro Shade. It's in the shadow, and that goes through September 11th. And I think that it'll be an interesting time. I'm not sure that the effects of Mercury retrograde are over for all of us. It was also today Bison 10 Yell Day. I don't know. I assume that was celebrated in Montana, but I can't be sure. Tomorrow is Skyscraper Day. That won't be celebrated in Montana. I can be 100% sure. Eat an extra dessert day on Wednesday. You might want to, you know, build up to that, start practicing tomorrow. Thursday is Be Late for Something Day, which, of course, in my life is pretty much every day. Also Thursday is Cheese Pizza Day. Yeah, oh, see, you've got plenty of things to eat. As far as Friday, Fight Procrastination Day. Well, I guess you could, but I'd be more excited if it was Procrastination Day, but there you go. I've got a list of requests to play for you tomorrow through Thursday, and hopefully we'll get to them all. As far as what's going on today that you missed, I'm pretty sure it was pretty boring. Jimmy Clanton turned 86, and he's still with us. That's something. And Billy Preston would have turned 78 today, and he is not with us. Likewise, Bobby Purify, not with us. But on that note, I tell you, Bob has been with us. He's been at Master Control taking care of business, and we appreciate that. We have John, who's been screening your calls, and I really appreciate that. But above all, I appreciate the fact that you called. It makes the show a pleasure to do, so do it again tomorrow night. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.